This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former President Barack Obama rallied supporters of Democrat Ralph Northam in Richmond last night, taking a swipe at Republican Ed Gillespie along the way.
Ralph's opponent is pulling from that same old playbook. Don't boo. Vote. Don't boo. Booing doesn't do any good. Does some good.
Mr. Obama says Northam wants to take Virginia forward, not backward. The White House chief of staff is defending the president's call to the family of a slain soldier.
John Kelly had sharp words for a Democratic congresswoman's criticism of a condolence call the president made to the widow of one of the soldiers killed in Niger.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson criticized the president for telling the widow her husband knew what he signed up for. Kelly said he advised the president on what to say and mentioned what he was told when his son was killed in Afghanistan, that his son died doing what he wanted and knew what he was getting into. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Meanwhile, one Gold Star mom says all this political bickering over this needs to stop.
Debbie Lee's son, Mark, was the first Navy SEAL killed in Iraq. And she tells the Larry O'Connor Show the controversy over President Trump's phone call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger is disrespectful.
There comes a time where this has got to be sacred. Our Gold Star families need to be off limits politically. To use them, to manipulate them for a political agenda is disgusting in my book, and it is time that it has to stop.
Lee says she sobbed listening to General John Kelly's response yesterday. You can watch his full statement on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Girl Scout troop leader in Maryland is now facing child pornography charges. 45-year-old Stacy Mizrahi, who works with the Girl Scouts of Central Maryland, is accused of possession and distribution of child porn. City and county leaders from all across the Washington region are pushing for Amazon to choose their jurisdiction for its second headquarters, but the alluring $5 billion in investment would also come with some negative consequences, says one economist.
If Amazon does choose the D.C. metro area for its second headquarters, 50,000 employees would be moving to the region over the next decade and a half.
This is a very, very large, inconceivably large addition to an economy, and it's hard to see how anybody could accommodate it.
Economist Stephen Fuller with George Mason University says we don't have enough housing or capacity on roadways to accommodate that many new people, so traffic jams
would only get worse.
And apartment and housing rentals would get more expensive. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new study reveals that pollution is actually more dangerous than a lot of people think.
Environmental pollution, from filthy air to contaminated water, is killing more people every year than all war and violence in the world. That's more than smoking, hunger, natural disasters, AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. A new study in the Lancet Medical Journal says one in six premature deaths in 2015 could be attributed to disease from poisonous exposure and a financial cost of some $4.6 trillion in annual losses. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,163, the NASDAQ at 66,05. Sports, the LA Dodgers are going to the World Series for the first time in almost 30 years. Game 6 of the American League Championship Series is tonight. Thursday night football, the win goes to Oakland. The Wizards host Detroit tonight. The Caps take on the Red Wings. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66. A little bit of an obstacle here as you head toward the Beltway with the crash at Nutley Street. Now, the service roadway is open, so you can exit off at Nutley Street. But what I see is a lot of flashing lights here right at that area along the left side mostly. So 66 bunching up quickly as you come in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Heads up on that. Now, crossing the American Legion Bridge, Virginia into Maryland. I do see a little bit of volume just as you cross the bridge, fam. We have a report of a crash right in that stretch. 270, not a problem to report. But the delays are Urbana down toward the exit for 109 in Clarksburg, but that's just a stop and go. Out of Accokeek, cruise with the crash on 210, northbound 210 as you head past Old Fort Road South under police direction. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with drug or alcohol problems will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful afternoon. Don't be in too much of a rush to get home. You'll get there to enjoy this beautiful weather. It's actually not so bad this morning. A few high clouds filtering sunshine today, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Herndon, 50 in La Plata, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. A U.S. firm is close to a deal to resume the search for a missing Malaysian jetliner. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us in about an hour will be Victoria Tenzig. She is an attorney, and she represents an FBI informant in the Russia uranium scandal. Very interesting story. Joining us at 8:05, Joe Concha, with a wrap-up of the media. At 8:15, at Cheryl Atkinson on the weaponization of our intelligence agencies under Obama. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from Fox News with a wrap-up of the week's news. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm right here with Vince Colonies.
George W. Bush just laid a major smackdown on Trumpism. That is the headline from CNN. A smackdown on Trumpism, as President George W. Bush spoke at an event for his presidential center yesterday in New York. Didn't say Trump's name, but see if you think this is more than a few shots at the President of the United States. Here's George W. Bush.
The American dream of upward mobility seems out of reach for some who feel left behind in a changing economy. Discontent deepened and sharpened partisan conflicts. Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization.
So, this is, and we're going to keep playing some clips for you here, but this is being wildly heralded as a response to Trump, an attack on Trump, an attack on Trumpism. He goes on to say, talk about nationalism and nativism. Listen to this.
We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. forgotten the dynamism that immigration has always brought to America.
And then he gets into what our young people need and their role models.
And our young people need positive role models. Bullying and prejudice in our public life sets a national tone, provides permission for cruelty and bigotry, and compromises the moral education of children. The only way to pass along civic values is to first live up to them.
Now, you know, as I hear this, and I was wondering, this is a part of a whole. If you think about it, this week we've gotten several speeches of this nature, right? John McCain started us off Monday night, a speech about Trump where he doesn't mention Trump. Yesterday, we get a speech from George W. Bush, former president, a speech about Trump. He doesn't mention Trump. And then we get a speech yesterday. We get speeches yesterday from Barack Obama, who hit the campaign trail in New Jersey and Virginia and did the same thing that we're hearing here. We'll talk about that later this morning. But about Trump, doesn't mention Trump. I wonder, for one, like, if this is a moment of bravery, then why not just mention the thing that you want to say out loud? Why don't you just say President Trump? Like, just be forthcoming if you're going to spend your time attacking his presidency. The other I'm curious about is why now? George W. Bush made a pretty clear decision, one that he's vocalized, to sit out the last 8 years and to not in any way attack President Barack Obama. And as far as I can tell right now, he has a much better relationship with Barack Obama than he does with President Donald Trump, the guy who, by the way, is a part of his own party. So here he is sort of making his case against Trumpism. And when I think that maybe we should like take a step back and ask, like, well, how did we get here? You know, what were the things that led us here? Why are identity politics so important to America today? Well, I think we can thank progressivism for that. We're cordoning people off, dividing them up into groups, you know, deciding to forcing them to sort of battle against each other based on the color of their skin or their gender or their religious beliefs. I mean, how did we get here? Why did people elect President Trump to flip tables and yank the emergency brake? What was that about? Oh, well, it may have been an answer to all of that. Sort of like hurtling over the years towards the state of our identity politics now. And to lay the blame for that at Trump's feet? To lay the blame at that, for the blame, to lay all of that at the current president's feet, as if we weren't hurtling towards it, as if he wasn't the answer to it, as if he wasn't the logical end of all of this? I mean, come on, let's think it through a little bit. Where was this during the Obama administration? Why wasn't this speech given during the Obama administration about the state of our politics, about our coarseness, about what our kids are being taught, about where we are in identity politics, about how we're dividing each other? Where was that? Because I certainly remember that for the last 8 years. What did you think of President Bush's speech? Let me know, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I have a very simple answer for you, young Vincent.
Please, answer me. I always look for answers.
The Bushes are the establishment. The Bushes are creatures of the swamp. I used to like that family. I no longer like that family when I saw what they did to the Republican candidate for president during the election. I lost all respect for the Bush family, and the veil was lifted, and they are creatures of the swamp. President Obama is a product of the swamp. All right, President Obama, the swamp loved him. The establishment loves the Bushes. The establishment loves President Obama. And here comes Trump, comes in and says, I'm going to tear down everything you've built. You know, listen, father and son, president from the Bushes, they helped build a lot of what President Trump is now promising to blow up, tear down, and undo. Well, that must be pretty hard to watch. So here comes this guy who says, everything that you did, or a majority of what you did, we're going to tear down. It's not good. The people don't want it. So here's your legacy being blown up. And when you are part of the establishment and this anti-establishment outsider comes in with a sledgehammer, yeah, you're going to protect it. So I think that's exactly what is going on here. They don't get it. They are protecting their legacy. They are protecting the swamp which birthed them. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and you always hear people complaining, the left especially complaining, again, we mentioned the words make America great again. They're like our past is horrible. Why would you want us to be like our past? Whereas I think you have the counter to that is the Republican position now, or at least the Trump one, is our future is going to be horrible unless we stop this. And we revert to the values that John Kelly enumerated yesterday during that press briefing, that incredible press briefing. Let's go to your calls here. Bill and Kiwanuka, you're first up in Mornings on the Mall. How did you react to President Bush's speech, Bill?
The way I took it was a lot of that was aimed at the left in the news that's making stuff up about Trump. Trump's not the one creating these narratives and making stuff up. So that clearly was not a swipe at him. And there's a lot of issues with what's going on right now. First of all, Hillary Clinton and everyone being above the law, and Trump is trying to get these people prosecuted, and the left and the Bushes and people like that fight that. And then on top of that, not building the wall and doing things like that for decades have dragged down all the trades and the wages and things. So that kills upward mobility. I don't think Trump's doing any of that. I think Trump's bringing that back. And I think the powers that be are going to be upset because the tables are turning against the establishment. I saw the speech more geared toward the left, to be honest. The left is making the statements and the accusations and the theories and the
dossiers. Well, this is my point, Bill. I see it as an indictment of the left as well, meaning like this should be an argument that is actually reserved in many ways for the left and not for Trump. Yet think about the timing. He saved it for the Trump administration, not for the Obama administration.
That is what annoyed me more than anything. He sat out for 8 years and bit his tongue during when President Obama was doing everything he was doing. President Trump hasn't even been president for a year, right, and he's in front of the microphone.
More from you on this in a second. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're a little bit busy on 66. We had been enjoying the Friday light, but now with this crash, we're bogging down here as you leave Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. The accident up ahead before you get to the Beltway, right at Nutley Street. Still a lot of activity there as you try to get past fire and rescue units. Also, as you come up to that exit for Nutley Street, your lanes are open over to the exit, so you can use that as well. Now, that's one of our big problems. Also, we're still dealing with crash cleanup out of Acapique, 210 northbound before Old Fort South. Still watch for that stretch. And you know what? For the Beltway, you are off to a good start. Maryland and Virginia on 270 do have some of the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, but that's about it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sun with some high clouds, a high near 75 degrees. Tonight, a clear sky, a low of 54. And then tomorrow, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds. Right now at DCA, it's 56 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, President Bush coming out yesterday and giving what people are roundly calling a smackdown on Trumpism. I see another headline here, a veiled rebuke of Trump. BBC writing, decoding Bush's thinly veiled Trump speech. Everyone's saying the former president of the United States going after President Trump here.
And Tim tweeted us and said, Bush needs to go back to painting. I supported him, but since the Clintons and the Bush got together on Haiti, no trust.
You know, we talked about President Trump's tone, and this comes up a lot. This came up over a couple of these speeches that have been given by folks like McCain and Bush and Obama over the past couple of days. And I want to flash back to August 2016, Jeb Bush criticizing the current president's tone.
Mr. Trump's language is divisive.
The one thing he did say about me, however, was my tone, and I also understand that. But when you have people that are cutting Christians' heads off, when you have a world at the border and at so many places that it's medieval times, it's almost got to be as bad as it ever was in terms of the violence and the horror. We don't have time for tone. We have to go out and get the job done.
So there he goes. So that's the Trump view of the world on tone. Also, George W. Bush's press secretary, Ari Fleischer, responded to the George W. Bush speech yesterday. I think he was on CNN last night. Here he is.
the times change. After the Obama years, the Republican Party especially wanted somebody who really would take it to the Democrats, and that's one of the reasons Donald Trump was successful in the primary and Jeb was not. And so Donald Trump, to his credit, captured that zeitgeist of what was going on in 2016. I would submit to you, tone remains important, and I think one of the issues that has bedeviled President Trump to some degree as president is, does he sometimes go too far?
All right, let's go to Rick, who's in Urbana, Maryland this morning. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how are you all?
Good. Go for it. What do you got?
Well, basically, you all stole my thunder, you and Mary there, but the establishment is on defense. They're very, very intimidated by what's going on, and they're literally at this point just using the people out here in the public to create the division that we see. It's so off the rails. If you would hear what's being said out here in the public, it's getting worse and worse, and I hope somebody has the sense to stop it soon, because 1776, I'll just say that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Let's go to Nick in Ashburn up next here. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Vince and Mary. Yeah, it's really clear that Trump was not part of the plan, and the previous president who wasn't part of the plan was Reagan, and he received his fiercest opposition from Bush Sr. I mean, he got more pushback from within his party than from without the party. And, you know, the Bushes, they've always been big government, open borders, and welfare state folks that just want to increase the power of the government,
you know, Nick,
at any cost.
You nailed it. Trump was not part of the plan, and ever since he came along, I've really had my eyes open to the fact that there's almost an anointing process. I really doubt how much influence we have as far as choosing the president, and this is the first one that I think was really, not the first one, but in a long time.
It did break the mold.
That was chosen truly by the people, and that's why the establishment is so upset. The swamp is really boiling.
Yeah, by the way, I know it's Urbana. I just like the Spanish pronunciation. Greg in Summer Duck this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Morning. From what I've heard of the speech that you played on the radio,
yes, sir.
He's getting it all. I mean, how can Trump be the only one making all the bad examples? He's talking about all the politicians, the way I gathered the speech. He's talking about, hey, y'all got to get your stuff together. You know, you're not backing the president. You're just acting like little kids, just like that guy or that lady that did General Kelly talked about him. And I'm like, no, he's just talking about the whole country and the attitude of the politicians who are supposed to be great leaders, and they're not leaders. They're all whining and picking on him. And like you said, he's not part of the establishment.
I think this was a speech that was aimed at a bunch of people in some ways. But in others, especially when he talks about nationalism distorted into nativism, he's trying to attack Trump there. That's not an attack reserved for, you know, the globalists, the Democrats, the open borders people. That's an attack reserved for somebody who wants to build a wall. 622 on WMAL.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And?
Always look and act professional.
And?
Be super careful inside the home.
And?
Work quickly, because the customer has lots of other things to do today.
And?
Be happy and pleasant no matter what.
And?
Try to get there exactly when the customer was hoping you'd arrive.
That's a tough one. Traffic doesn't always flow our way.
Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like he said, we're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio with a good feet store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my good feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. Cross the American Legion Bridge. Watch, though, coming out of Virginia. That's where you have delays. Right near the George Washington Parkway. And that's to cross the bridge. Once you get over the bridge side, the crash along the left side. We still have fire trucks there. Now, coming out of Maryland, just a slight bit of rubbernecking. Friday in our favor for sure. 66, man, we are jammed from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to Nutley Street. Still with the crash there. See a lot of flashing lights. If you're exiting onto Nutley Street, the far right side, your travel lanes are open in that service roadway. So, good option for you. Also, we'll go through Accokeek. That's been our other trouble spot this morning. North on 210, north of Farmington Road. But before you get to Old Fort Road South, still with the crash. Update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? We'll call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful afternoon. Don't be in too much of a rush to get home. You'll get there to enjoy this beautiful weather. It's actually not so bad this morning. A few high clouds filtering sunshine today, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 627 on WMAL. We're talking about President Bush's speech yesterday. Everybody covering it as an attack on President Trump. What do you think? Let's go to Roger in Vienna, who's got a different take on this. Roger, good morning.
Yes. Hello, Vince and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
I tend to agree with your previous callers, a few of them. I think Bush was really just trying to help us, you know, soften the tone in politics. I think he was referring to Obama as much as he was referring to Trump.
Okay, let me grant that for a second, Roger, that he was referring to both. The idea of softening the tone, I wonder if it wasn't time for a tougher tone. You know, the president saying in that debate I just played for you, when Jeb Bush saying, your tone's a problem, and the president responding, it's time for somebody to talk tough. And I think that's one of the big reasons we elected Trump. The guy, like I said, he's pulled the emergency brake on American politics. We'll go back to somebody who's tonally different, for sure. But for now, I think we need a table flipper. 6:28 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. SmileTrain empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit SmileTrain.org. That's SmileTrain.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
All right, that John Kelly press briefing yesterday and the reactions from Congresswoman Cowboy Hat straight ahead, 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's leveling fierce criticism against Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson after she publicly criticized the president's phone call to the widow of a fallen soldier. Correspondent Jeff Zellamy was at the White House briefing for Kelly's remarks.
This was unlike anything that I have seen in that room. You could hear the emotion, you could feel the emotion, you could see the emotion, particularly when he was talking about the painstaking, detailed version of how American fallen soldiers come back here. He used such detail about how they're packed in ice and they're flown from the battlefield onto Dover eventually and wrapped in a flag.
Meanwhile, the question of exactly what happened to Sergeant LaDeva Johnson in Niger is still not fully answered.
Right now, the Pentagon's just not answering a lot of these hard questions. They're even disputing the characterization of Sergeant Johnson being left behind, preferring the terminology separated from his unit. The fact is, for some 48 hours, he was missing. And the question is, when that French evacuation came after the firefight and took the wounded away, took the surviving members of the unit away. Did they know at that point that there was a missing soldier still? Did they know his condition at that point?
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. In Richmond last night, campaigning with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam, former President Barack Obama called on the young voters in his audience to act on their enthusiasm.
I think that it's great that you hashtag and meme, but I need you to vote.
Meanwhile, the candidates for Virginia Attorney General will face off in a debate later this morning in Leesburg. Democratic incumbent Mark Herring is seeking a second term. Republican John Adams making his first run for public office. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,163, the Nasdaq at 6,605. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. A win in Chicago sends the Dodgers to the World Series. They'll face either the Yankees or Astros. Game 6 of that series is tonight. Thursday night football, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Tonight, the Caps are in Detroit. The Wizards host the Pistons. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off. Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey. How's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, I know you're in delays on 66, but I'll start with the better news. The crash is cleared. Eastbound 66 near Nutley Street, prior to getting to the Beltway, all your travel lanes again reopen. But just as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway, watch for those delays to get you through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks as a result. GW Parkway, that's where delays begin on the inner loop stretch of the Beltway heading into Maryland, and that's because of a crash. Right as you cross the American Legion Bridge, stay to the two far right lanes to get by the incident. Still see at least two fire trucks at the scene here of the crash. Outer loop, a little bit of rubbernecking at the crash scene as well. Now on 210, we're still talking about JIT 2 out of Akakik, the crash northbound 210 before you get to Old Fort Road South. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine 75 today with some high clouds. Tonight clear 54. A few clouds over the weekend, otherwise sunshine and highs in the mid to maybe upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 43 in Haymarket, 47 in Bethesda, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Happy Friday. Joining us on Mornings on the Mall in about half an hour will be Victoria Tensing. She represents an FBI informant in the Russian uranium scandal who wants to talk. At 8:05, Joe Concha from The Hill with a media wrap-up. At 8:15, Cheryl Atkinson with the weaponization of our intelligence agencies under President Obama. At 8:35 from Fox News, it is Brett Baer with a wrap-up of the week's news and what's going to happen, he thinks, this weekend. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning. General John Kelly is the White House Chief of Staff, came out yesterday, did a press briefing. This is something that we've been talking about for the past couple days. I said yesterday that the White House, if they wanted to snuff this and crazy condolence call story out, that it's time to send John Kelly out and have him take the podium. And he did yesterday.
Because he listens.
Well, we'll see. Let's not take too much credit for it. But the idea here is that I think they did the right thing. I think it was important that General Kelly do this. I was encouraged to see him do it. But the message he brought was one that was rough at times. You know, it was an emotional press briefing, not only for John Kelly, but for, I think, most Americans who watched that briefing yesterday. And he was upset with Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida. This bedazzled cowboy hat congresswoman who politicized the death immediately of one of the men, one of the soldiers killed in Niger, as she listened in on a phone call to that man's widow and alleged that the president of the United States was lacked empathy, was insensitive to her needs by saying that the man knew what he was getting into when he became a soldier and decided that he'd become a hero for his country. And from the moment this story came out, it was, I thought, patently ridiculous to attack the president for having any sort of malice in his heart over that. Here's John Kelly saying what his reaction was to Congresswoman Wilson.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. A member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion. He's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought at least that was sacred.
He said, I thought at least that was sacred. And that's not what he felt like he got from Congresswoman Wilson.
My reaction when I watched, of course, as I told you earlier, I was tearing up watching this. It was just so heartfelt. And you could see his emotion just right below the surface and his heartbreak just right below the surface. And I really, and not to lighten this, but the only thing I could think of, the only comparison I could make when I saw the reaction of the media to General Kelly yesterday was he was like the substitute teacher that came in. And here's this classroom of kids that are totally beaten up on the teacher, you know, totally trashing them all the time. No respect for the teacher. And here comes this substitute teacher in who is stern and harsh and reads them the riot act. And the kids just sit down and look and go, and they take it totally seriously, you know, with President Trump being the teacher, and they totally trash him, give him no respect whatsoever. And John Kelly walks into that room and he took zero business from them, and he put them in their place and he shut them up. It was amazing to watch. And I honestly think it was one of the best things I've ever heard come out of that room.
I want to play something else that was really important that came out of that room. And this is actually how John Kelly started this. We recall, of course, that General Kelly is a Gold Star father himself, in addition to being a four-star Marine general. Has a lot of experience with Marines in combat, and of course lost his own son in Afghanistan. Let me play this for you. General Kelly wanted to make it really clear the way we handle our fallen men and women, especially when they die in combat. Listen to this.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot
Sorry,
of things...
Sorry, let me play cut 27 here for you.
Uh-oh. Most Americans don't know what happens when we lose one of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, or Coast Guardsmen in combat. So let me tell you what happens. Their buddies wrap them up in whatever passes as a shroud, puts them on a helicopter as a routine, and sends them home. Their first stop along the way is when they're packed in ice, typically at the airhead, and then they're flown to usually Europe, where they're then packed in ice again and flown to Dover Air Force Base, where Dover takes care of the remains and embalms them. Meticulously dresses them in their uniform with the medals that they've earned, the emblems of their service, and then puts them on another airplane linked up with a casualty officer escort that takes them home. A very, very good movie to watch if you haven't ever seen it is Taking Chance, where this is done in a movie HBO setting. Chance Phelps was killed under my command right next to me, and it's worth seeing that if you've never seen it. So that's the process. While that's happening, a casualty officer typically goes to the home very early in the morning, and waits for the first lights to come on. And then he knocks on the door. Typically, the mom and dad will answer, wife. And if there is a wife, this is happening in two different places. If the parents are divorced, three different places. And the casualty officer proceeds to break the heart of a family member. And that family, until, well, for a long, long time, even after the internment. So that's what happens. Who are these young men and women? They are the best 1% this country produces. Most of you, as Americans, don't know them. Many of you don't know anyone who knows any one of them. But they are the very best this country produces. And they volunteer to protect our country when there's nothing in our country anymore that seems to suggest that selfless service to the nation is not only appropriate but required.
There aren't many reactions that you can have to this. There's only one, I would think, one of respect. But Frederica Wilson and the media reacted abhorrently yesterday. I'm going to share that with you. 644 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
645 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters on 210 heading northbound. You're looking good. Well, you've always looked good, but better now. On the traffic side, the crash is gone as you approach Old Fort Road South. You can now get through there and quickly those delays disappearing. Now crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland back near St. Barnabas Road, just with the volume into Maryland, though, across the American Legion Bridge, that's where we have our trouble spots. The crash now confined to the shoulder. Coming out of Virginia, cross the Legion Bridge, accident left shoulder. A little precarious, though, one of the cars facing the wrong direction, so we'll have to get a tow truck somehow in there, probably block the left lane again. Delays almost back near the toll road, crossing the Legion Bridge, and for 66. Once you get through that volume into Centerville, you'll hit it slogan up toward Nutley Street, but that crash is out of there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another real good-looking day. It's a clear morning this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 56 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
I told you there's some reaction to all of this from the media. Yesterday, Joyanne Reed instantly said she was on an airplane. She missed most of this press briefing. But as soon as she landed, she saw that everybody was talking about it. So she said, just landed, and thanks to spotty Wi-Fi, just learning that Trump sent General Kelly out to use his son's death to defend Trump. Unreal. This was about Trump sending General Kelly. You think Trump, even the president of the United States, do you think President Trump is going to bring General Kelly to heel? And be like, you go out there and use your son's death? What ludicrous assessment is that, Joyanne Reed?
Well, see, you have to understand, and I've seen this on some of my friends' pages, which is why I just can't follow them anymore, that, you know, Trump is heartless, he's cold, he has no soul, blah, 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 blah. So he ordered John Kelly out there to do it. That's what they truly believe. They truly, truly believe that President Trump is some caricature of some horrible, evil creature that has no soul and is sent from the bowels of hell.
And here's Frederica Wilson responding to all of the attention she got from this yesterday.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me? And my word, this is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
That's what you want to be a rock. That's what you want to be known for, really?
6:49 on WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers-in-waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-349-8892. That's 800-349-8892. 800-349-8892.
All right, more on the Kelly thing in a moment. 6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Stephanie Shelton at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning, guys. Futures are holding up, pointing to a solidly higher open on Wall Street as investors contemplate a better possibility of GOP tax cuts now that the Senate has passed a budget outline on a party line vote. European markets are higher. General Electric just reporting its third quarter results, earnings missing estimates, while revenues just exceeding the forecasts. Among other things, the power business was down significantly. There's speculation that GE, which is a Dow component, might cut its dividend to get more cash for restructuring. SunTrust Banks also just in, both profit and revenue ahead of projections, with profit rising 12% on higher interest rates. The world's second largest reinsurer, Swiss Re, sees $3.6 billion in claims for the third quarter from the three U.S. hurricanes and two Mexican earthquakes, but total claims are estimated to be about $95 billion. And Arby's will start testing an elk sandwich. Yes, you heard it right. In limited locations in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana this weekend. Seriously. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3% with an APR of 3.16% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3% with an APR of 3.16%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Head Dean Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia out of Stafford and DeQuia 95. Dumfries pushing that direction. All good. So Friday in our favor through some of these areas. However, some obstacles. We have a crash now in Woodbridge. Northbound 95 at 123. That was on the right side. 66, the crash at Nutley Street. That's gone. But now we have one in Centerville. So we had delays through Manassas, and they continue now to get by. The latest problem is going to be 66 East before 28 Centerville. On the Beltway, Virginia, tied up here out of Tyson's heading into Maryland, crossing the Legion Bridge. That's where we have the crash, but it's now confined to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another real good-looking day. It's a clear morning this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. 6:56 on WMAL. Jumping a little bit back into this Frederica Wilson and John Kelly thing. I want to play for you one more time, Cut 28. This is Frederica Wilson responding to John Kelly's press briefing yesterday. Listen to this.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is bothering me? And my word, this is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
Well, that's one hell of a callous way to respond to all of this.
Yeah, Cope 6 tweeted us and said, I just heard that congresswoman laughing about the incident. Rockstar, no. That, my friend, is a word I can't say. Sorry for my French. And Beth said, as a military mom, I was touched to the core. I teared up several times. Distressing that Representative Wilson sought to politicize the death of a young serviceman.
Well, let's talk to another military mom. Christine in Waldorf is the mother of a Marine and calling in this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. My son joined the Marine Corps at 7, and he had his father and I sign him into the delayed entry program. And if I ever got a phone call, God forbid I ever do, from my president that said that he knew what he was getting into, I would stand up because, damn it, I raised a Marine. I'd be saying, you're damn right he did. He was willing to give his blood for his country and the people in it. And for that woman to say and do what she's doing makes me sick. And I'd like to say, and I'm sorry if this gets you in trouble, but they can all go to hell. I think what the president did was commendable.
Yeah, and thank you for your service, Christine. You could hear
and
it in her
sons,
voice.
Yeah.
People don't understand that the families serve as well. It's not just the soldier that puts on the uniform, but the families serve as well. They make such sacrifices for our country, even though they are here while their loved ones away.
And we especially the mothers who raise Marines. Got to give you that. Let's go to Corporal Ferguson, who's in D.C. this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Vince. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Great. Tell us, what are your thoughts?
Well, I had the honor of serving under General Kelly when he was Lieutenant Colonel Kelly for 1st LAI Battalion. He was our operations officer during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, liberation of Kuwait.
Yes.
This man is a man of integrity. You could not force him to get out there and do what he did last night.
Yeah, there were Democrats saying yesterday that Trump compelled him to do this and he's heartless for doing it. You think there's no way that's the case?
No way in hell. And like I said, I served under this man. He's got more integrity in his pinky than 95% of Congress.
You know, I got the impression yesterday as I was watching him that, to your point, that this is one person. You can have questions about a lot of people in politics. And a lot about what their motivations are, their goals, why they join an administration, why they take a job, what their future might be, what kind of money they can make when they get out of government. I didn't have any of those questions about John Kelly yesterday. And I haven't had those questions about John Kelly. He seems like he's doing it for his country. And I think that was about the clearest expression of it yet yesterday.
I get that feeling from the majority of people who have served in the military, because as John Kelly said yesterday, they don't have to serve. They sign up to do this. This is something they want to do.
All right, when we get back, Victoria Tensing joins us. She's important. She's got this anonymous witness.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.